This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. A fierce winter snowstorm in the Middle East has heightened the misery and appalling living conditions facing most of the more than 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon. The president of Caritas Lebanon, Father Simon Fadoul, says it's certain that many Syrian refugees will die from cold and disease this coming winter, and that all of them are suffering right now. He spoke to me about their plight.
It's a very gloomy situation. The conditions in which these people live, especially those who are living in settlement, in tents, are, I would say, horrible conditions with no infrastructure, nothing. They don't have enough covers or whatever.
So how badly are the children now suffering? The winter has arrived.
Categories, the children and then the elderly. The children may have a little bit more resilience than some of the elderly, who already are left alone without medication or whatever, and even if they can't afford a medication, they'd rather spare it so that they can feed their grandchildren or whatever. This is the reality of things. Now, children, it's very problematic because a tent is 2x3 or 3x3 meters. It's 9 square meters or 12, maximum 12 square meters. Cannot be neither a playground nor a study place, nothing. In this space, at least 8 to 10 people live. Now schools are out for 2-3 days because of the storm. And if there is schools, many of these children are not schooled because they cannot afford the transportation, or there are no schools around, or because the schools are full, so they cannot really take any students. Although the Ministry of Education has opened up a second shift in the afternoon, but the second shift could take up to 80,000 children, which means we're talking about 350,000 children. If between the morning and the afternoon they can accommodate 150,000, you still have at least 200,000 left without schools. So it's another problem added to the existing livelihood problems that they are suffering from. And then you have the women, the pregnant women who are about to deliver, and they are in this weather and living inside the tent. And that's why we appeal to all good-hearted people, people of goodwill, nations of goodwill, to continue helping the refugees.
There are some refugees, though, that are not even living in tents or proper shelters. They're living maybe in improvised shacks or living under bridges in cities. What percentage, roughly, of the refugees are in this even worse situation?
Well, you have different categories of people. You have people who have been able to rent out small apartments or room or whatever. You have people who are living in tents that they rented out the plots and they put up their tents on them, and they, because there are no official camps in Lebanon. And then there are people who have, as you said, built shacks, or I know family, I went to visit a family of 10 people who are living in a cow shed, and they live in there with no infrastructure, nothing. They are exposed to all kinds of dirt and viruses and whatever it is. You have people who are living in unfinished buildings. You have all sorts of people living in different situations, but they all suffer and pain, especially in this weather. We distribute clothing, but it's not enough. We distribute food, it's not enough. There is no oil. The gas in Lebanon, the heating gas, is very expensive now. And very few are able to distribute gas. And even if they're distributing, not everybody has, you know, stoves and stuff like this. Meanwhile, Lebanon has become kind of a desert because people are cutting trees so that they can warm up, and it's not right.
Are new refugees from Syria still arriving all the time?
Yes, every day. Some people also are returning. I mean, those who come from safe areas or their neighborhoods have become safer in the Damascus area, whatever. That's why the numbers are still within the 1,100,000, because every day we witness entering between 2,000 and 3,000 people.
So to sum up, how difficult will life be for these Syrian refugees in Lebanon during the coming winter? Are you optimistic that you can cope, that you will get enough food and aid and whatever else is needed to keep them alive?
There is one thing that I could say. I don't think anybody will die out of hunger, because this is provided. But certainly many will die out of cold or diseases that spread all over the place. How the winter will be, extremely difficult on the people. On the children, it's going to be much harder because they are not equipped. They don't have the right protection. So it's a very sad scene. People are waiting now for Geneva II, hoping a breakthrough or something. But hopes are not very, very high. But at least they have some hope. So we hope the international community will be really moving into that direction and and exercising enough pressure on regional players and local players so that some kind of political breakthrough takes place.